local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
We say welcome to hour number two of Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin hanging out with you on a Memorial Day Friday. And we appreciate so much you listening and your interaction as well. Text line 850-437-1620. The traffic line 850-262-6111. As we start hour number two, a recap of the day's top three stories to start. The Israeli military says it's recovered the bodies of three more hostages who were killed in the October 7th Hamas attack. Here's Lisa Taylor reporting.
In a statement this morning, Israeli Defense Forces identified the three hostages as 30-year-old Ryan Hernandez, 59-year-old Michelle Nissenbaum, and 42-year-old Hanan Hablanka. The IDF says their remains were recovered overnight at a camp in northern Gaza that saw intense combat. Over 120 people are still being held hostage by Hamas in the Gaza Strip. I'm Lisa Taylor.
All right, thank you very much, Lisa. A married couple from the U.S. who were serving as missionaries in Haiti killed by gang members there last night. Missouri State Representative Ben Baker announced the news on Facebook, saying the missionaries were his daughter and son-in-law, Davy and Natalie Lloyd. They worked for Missions in Haiti Incorporated, which has been operated by Davy Lloyd's parents for over 20 years. And in Ohio, the governor, Mike DeWine, is asking and calling for a special legislative session next week to get the president on the state ballot. He suggests that the House and Senate should meet next week to pass a fix for a timing conflict that's currently keeping President Biden off of the general election candidate filings or listings. The issue stems from a rule in Ohio code that requires officials to certify ballots 90 days before elections. So that's August 7th this year. Biden's nomination, though, won't be official until the Democratic National Convention on August 19th. So, hence, you can either have Biden not on the Ohio ballot, or we can have a special legislative session to make sure that he is. My money's on the latter there.
Yeah.
That's our top three stories here. Breaking news here locally to start this hour. South Santa Rosa News first on this report that Heather Lindsay, who, of course, serves as the City of Milton mayor and also serves as an assistant city attorney for the City of Pensacola, resigning her position with the City of Pensacola today. She stated, quote, her time, the time and energy needed to fulfill her duties as mayor of Milton were interfering with her ability to continue working with the City of Pensacola. That from a statement provided by Jason Wheeler with the Public Information Office. Of course, this decision to resign from the City of Pensacola comes just a couple of weeks after the City of Milton and its attorney, Alex Andrade, filed a lawsuit against the mayor, saying that she has not responded to public records requests tied to the search and hiring process that went into Scott Collins last year. So that's a pretty interesting story there, and certainly developing here as time goes on. More local headlines right after traffic and weather together. Austin?
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at traffic here. You're kind of, you know, you can kind of get an idea by looking at the roads that this is, you know, that holiday traffic. We only had a couple of spots to note in our first hour, and that appears to still be the case now. I-10 still has some very slight congestion if you are traveling eastbound. This is just when you're passing Pine Forest Road. It's nothing too bad, though. It was worse last hour. May have a little bit on Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling northbound towards Detroit Boulevard. And Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound approaching I-10. That's where some of the worst backups are. Outside of that, it looks like the only problem is going to be Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. But even that congestion is seemingly starting to deteriorate just a tad.
The weather for Memorial Day weekend looks about the same as it has around here for the last several days. So look for some sunshine, just a few scattered clouds in the skies, and really not much of a chance for rain at all. Some of the inland areas have a 20% chance that a shower or storm will pop up at the most, 20% at the most. So enjoy the weekend. Highs will be in the 80s, and overnight lows will mainly run between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Appreciate that. Taking a look at more local headlines today, the state attorney's office says a Pensacola man's been found guilty of killing his roommate nearly 2 years ago. A Escambia County jury found James Hicks guilty of second-degree murder in the death of 65-year-old Terry Williams. Prosecutors say after killing Williams, Hicks staged a scene to make it look as if she had drowned herself in a small garden pond in the front yard. Following the verdict, bond was revoked, and Hicks will remain jailed until he's sentenced, and he faces the possibility of life in prison. Also today, an Escambia County father charged in a tragic case involving the death of his one-year-old child. The sheriff's office says they responded to a home on Shoal Creek Drive where a child had drowned in a bathtub. 21-year-old Mark Basulto was home alone with his two kids when he put the one-year-old in the bathtub with the water running, then took medication, fell asleep in another room. 2 hours later, he wakes up and finds the one-year-old unresponsive in the bathtub. Boy was pronounced dead at the scene there. That's terrible. Let's see what else we got. A law that would have imposed several new restrictions on Escambia County boat ramps is on hold. The idea came up at this week's County Commission meeting. Commissioner Jeff Bragosch, not in favor.
I'm never going to vote to keep you from enjoying the shoreline there, to sitting at that table, to swinging on the swing, or swimming where you want to swim. I'm never, ever going to do that, ever. Just want to make sure that's clear. There's some misinformation out on social media, but as long as I'm the commissioner, people can enjoy Inverarity Point Park and Galvez Landing.
In the end, commissioners voting to table that proposal while they get more community input. Bragosch also said that it would be not be fair to impose a rule affecting District 4 while there is no District 4 commissioner currently. That makes sense. 518, we'll take a break there. Look at our state and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune in to our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay. Here on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked a lot about the vacancy in District 4, including I just yesterday got all of the names from the governor's office of people who applied for the Escambia District 4 open commission seat. First to report that, and you can read their statements and see the names on our Facebook page if you want to check that out. Also had an extended conversation about the 60 Minutes interview with Pope Francis. Very interesting stuff. And a conversation about retention ponds and zoning issues on the wrap. You can listen to all the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Santa Claus, you want to make me happy this year? Listen to me, honey.
It's been so long since this has happened.
Give Pearl something that'll be of some
this
use
is a Christmas
like
song.
Like a 5-pound box of money.
You know what?
Now that's a little gift. It's loaded.
A 5-pound box of money? How is that a Christmas title?
Listen, let me shed some light into your future.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And my future too.
Uh-huh.
Listen, Austin, I've so told good. You before. I've told you this. Listen, I realize that we both play up to a certain extent, you know, like we're all kind of pick on you. We've kind of got this friendship, bromance type thing where I like to pick at you. But deep down, I love you.
Uh-huh.
And I will tell you privately, and I will say publicly, I think you are incredibly, incredibly talented. And I love doing the show with you.
I appreciate that.
But what's eventually going to happen is that you will become a much bigger deal in the broadcast industry, and you're going to start putting out applications for bigger jobs and bigger markets and everything like this. And you're going to put me down as a reference.
Right.
And some radio station in like New York or Chicago or Boston or wherever is going to say, hey, tell me about Austin. And I'm going to say,
he's festive.
Great guy. Love him, super talented, but he will at least 12 times a year
at
play
least once a month,
Christmas
yeah.
music as your bumper music. They will say, oh, don't worry, it's all automated. He'll do it anyway. I'm just letting you know that if you use me as a reference and somebody calls, I will tell them to expect Christmas music.
You should
not at Christmas time.
You should, because that is an honest criticism. I went a few months without that happening.
Yes, I know.
And then, as I said, I'm like, I haven't seen that song on our bank before, and it was called a five pound box of money or whatever it was called.
I have no idea.
I'm like, and it's an old song. I'm like, oh, okay, you know, whatever. I looked up. I'm like, this doesn't have cussing in it, right? And I slapped it up there, and then I hear Santa Claus when we come in. Man, that's just. That's my legacy.
Yeah, it's like, listen, all the talent in the world, but he will play Christmas music.
Yeah, it's like what they say about Charles Barkley. Yeah, he's great, he's funny, but he never got a ring. Yeah, Austin's great.
You
he's
take
funny.
It, you take the bad with the good, man.
Yeah. Well, hey, if that's the worst thing I'm doing,
that's,
I think
that's
we're
right,
all
right. That's right.
Let's see, just about 5:25 here, almost on the nose. So we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see here. Pine Forest Road, traveling southbound towards I-10. We still got some backups there. Same if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards 9 Mile. I-10 itself had some issues traveling eastbound just past Pine Forest. That has seemingly cleared out. We do have some backups here and there on Mobile Highway, but it's nothing too severe. It's particularly if you're traveling northbound towards the general West Michigan Avenue area, but that's not too bad. Let's see. Gulf Breeze Parkway and Navarre Parkway looking good. The only other spot where you're going to have issues was on Caroline Street if you were traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, but that has seemingly died down as well.
The weather looks nice for Memorial Day weekend with sunshine in the skies, a few clouds, and hardly a chance for rain at all. Some of the inland areas might see a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm, but even there, the rain chance is on the low side. So the weather will be pretty calm here, and we're expecting, as far as the beaches go, just a moderate risk of rip currents for Sunday and Monday, so it will get a little bit rougher with a slightly stronger wind. But enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Looking quickly here at our state headlines, a man suspected of shooting and wounding a sheriff's deputy in Manatee County, now under arrest. The deputy hospitalized but is said to be in stable condition. The suspect, 40-year-old Sean Calcutti, now charged with attempted murder of a law enforcement officer.
And state parks across Florida are free to residents starting today. Admissions have been suspended through Memorial Day for the nearly 200 parks and thousands of nature trails in the state. Governor DeSantis made the announcement late last month where he also signed off on a Summer of Freedom sales tax holiday. Residents will be able to enjoy tax savings on outdoor equipment, concerts, and sporting events through the entire month of July.
Let's see. Forecasters watching a disturbance that's producing disorganized showers and thunderstorms in the southwestern Atlantic. The National Hurricane Center says a low-pressure system forming today in an area near Bermuda, but a low chance of developing into anything stronger. And national news today, a Pennsylvania man accused of killing two of his co-workers and wounding three others is facing murder charges. That 61-year-old Wilbert Rosado Ruiz, a disgruntled employee at a linen company south of Philly, who entered the building Wednesday and shot five people. The victims who died, two brothers from the Dominican Republic, three wounded victims are said to be in critical but stable condition. The incident started as a dispute with a female employee at the company. She was one of the three that were wounded.
And families of four Marines who died in an Osprey helicopter crash in California are suing Boeing, Rolls-Royce, and Bell Textron. They're the makers of the military aircraft. The lawsuit accuses the companies of negligence and says that they failed to make truthful statements to the government and to service members about the design, operation, and safety of V-22 Osprey aircraft. Amber Sachs, whose husband, Captain John Sachs, died in the crash, said in a statement that she wanted to file the complaint to get answers for others at risk.
Hunter Biden in a pretrial hearing today ahead of his federal gun charge case. At the hearing, prosecutors and Biden's lawyers discussing the evidence they plan to present during next month's trial. It's expected to start June 3rd.
And the American father who is facing 12 years behind bars in Turks and Caicos will soon be returning to the U.S. Brian Hagrich, was arrested for having ammunition in his baggage earlier this year while trying to return to Pennsylvania with his family. A judge today slapped him with a $6,700 fine and told him that he is free to return to the United States.
Governor Gavin Newsom today signing a new law that lets Arizona doctors perform abortions for their patients in his state. Licensed Arizona doctors who have performed an abortion in the last 2 years can apply for a temporary California license. If they qualify, they'll be able to provide abortions and abortion-related care through November 30th. That law lets providers work in California while the repeal of Arizona's near-total abortion ban takes effect.
And the U.S. is renewing its severe do not travel warning for Venezuela. The State Department says citizens visiting the Caribbean country must understand its government has no ability to provide emergency services to U.S. citizens who find themselves in trouble. The travel advisory notice, which is the most severe the agency can issue, warns of crime, civil unrest, and kidnapping. Venezuela's government is also strengthening its alliances with Cuba, Russia, Iran, and China.
And finally, three U.S. soldiers injured while working on the Gaza Pier. One had injuries serious enough to need a medical evacuation to Israel. This is the first such incident for U.S. service members bringing humanitarian aid to Gaza. The three soldiers sustained non-combat-related incidents at sea. The military completed a pier off the coast of Gaza earlier this month to get humanitarian aid into that area. The Israeli military today saying it's recovered the bodies of three more hostages who were killed in the October 7th Hamas attack. A couple who were serving as missionaries in Haiti killed by gang members last night. The father-in-law of the son missionary who was killed, Missouri State Representative Ben Baker. In Ohio, we'll be holding a special session of the House and Senate to certify that President Biden is a valid candidate on the November election.
I'm John Saucier, the mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson, talking today about summer safety ahead of a busy Memorial Day weekend. Last year, Chicago saw an unprecedented 9 people killed, 50 wounded in shootings, victims including children as young as 2 years old.
That's why we are putting forth our public, our community safety plan, again, to respond to what, quite frankly, has just been ignored needs for generations.
Well, the city plans to create summer programs, keep teenagers employed and active in classes, sports programs, and other activities to keep them off the streets. Actress and singer Dolly Parton on Fox's America Reports acknowledging this nation's troops ahead of the holiday weekend.
Today and this weekend, you know, on Memorial Day, I would just really like to thank all our troops that are still out there trying to make some sense of this world, trying to protect us.
She also on Fox promoting her amusement park in Dollywood in Tennessee. America's listening to Fox News.
Jim Chesko with your money now. This could be a profitable weekend for auto dealerships country. Affordability issues have caused inventory to pile up, and many dealers and automakers are offering some decent discounts right now as a result. A study by car buying site Edmunds says the average discount this month on a 2023 model year car is above $4,100, while the average discount a year ago for a 2022 model year vehicle was just $1,900. Edmunds says that's a bright spot for consumers in an otherwise challenging market. A monthly gauge of U.S. consumer sentiment has tumbled to its lowest level in 6 months on expectations of higher inflation. The University of Michigan's final reading of consumer sentiment for May is 69.1, a more than 8-point slide from the final April reading. On Wall Street today, blue chips didn't do much. The Dow Industrials eked out a 4-point gain, but the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite leaped 184 points, or 1.1%, and earned a fresh closing high. That's your money now.
I'm Amy Lawrence with the Sports Minute. An emotional roller coaster for the world's best hockey player Thursday. Connor McDavid and the Oilers blew a 2-goal lead to the Stars in Dallas. And then right away in overtime, McDavid gets assessed a 4-minute penalty. Then he gets stonewalled by Jake Oettinger on a point-blank opportunity late in the first overtime, only to score the game winner early in double OT. All in a night's work. I'm Amy Lawrence.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through BCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional. someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
I can say with relatively much confidence that that is not a Christmas song. So I think at least for now we're in the clear. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola just past 5:35.
We'll Austin.
Yes, sir.
We're never in the clear.
You are correct. I thought we were until about 10 minutes ago. So, no, you are absolutely right on that, unfortunately. Just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather here. Let's see. Got some backups on Pine Forest Road still if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound approaching I-10. That's basically been the case this entire evening so far. Still have a little bit of backups on Navarre Parkway. This is going to be if you're traveling eastbound. And it's going to be if you're traveling just past Highway 87, approaching the bridge to get onto Navarre Beach. It's nothing too severe, but it's just been kind of lingering for a bit. Outside of that, though, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right, thank you very much. Here's Alan with the forecast update for the weekend.
The weather for Memorial Day weekend looks about the same as it has around here for the last several days. So look for some sunshine, just a few scattered clouds in the skies, and really not much of a chance for rain at all. Some of the inland areas have a 20% chance that a shower or storm will pop up at the most, 20% at the most. So enjoy the weekend. Highs will be in the 80s, and overnight lows will mainly run between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. Austin, what's happening in sports tonight?
Well, Joe, it's a little bit of everything, starting with the MLB, because that's going to get underway any minute now. We've got just our local teams that we typically cover facing opponents tonight, and it's not televised, but nonetheless something to keep an eye on. Braves at Pirates is going to start at 5:40. Rays versus Royals will soon follow at 5:50, and then later on tonight it's Marlins at Diamondbacks at 8:40. So if any of those tickle your fancy, be on the lookout for that. Then NHL playoffs, it's going to be Panthers at Rangers at 7 o'clock on ESPN. That's game two of the Eastern Conference Finals. And then in the NBA, it's game two of the Western Conference Finals. Mavericks at Timberwolves, that's going to be at 7:30 on TNT. And we even got some WNBA action televised tonight. Fever at Sparks, you can catch that at 9 o'clock on ION. Caitlin Clark, of course, the headlining talent on the Fever currently. Yeah. And they're looking for their first win of the season. The Fever currently sit at 0-5. I think the Sparks are like 1-2, so they're not doing too hot
themselves.
I think,
if I recall, that's the first two picks with Caitlin Clark and then Camila Cardoso. Who is this?
Cameron Brink.
Cameron, right? Brink from Stanford, yes.
Yeah, the tall girl, yeah. She's pretty. I've noticed that. I don't know why I brought that up. But, no, she's been making a lot of rounds on social media, like with her history with like Steph Curry and stuff, and you know the LA Sparks, it's a very marketable
Got
city and all that.
FaceTime with Shohei Ohtani. This week.
That's I think that's when I most recently saw her. The Dodgers did like a collaboration with her, which was pretty cool. But yeah, so two headlining young stars there. That's worth keeping an eye on. And a couple of headlines here for the weekend. The top tennis players in the world are meeting under clay courts for the French Open. I don't know why I picked this storyline because I struggle with it. Novak Djokovic begins the tournament as the top seed, while Iga Swiatek will be looking to defend her title as the top seed. Third seed Coco Gauff is the highest seeded American. So some big names there, both literally and metaphorically. And then college football, we've got a new deal between the NCAA and the country's five biggest conferences that could pave the way to student-athletes being paid directly from the schools. Mm-hmm. On Thursday, the NCAA announced a tentative agreement to a series of antitrust lawsuits, which could direct millions of dollars to college athletes via schools as soon as the fall of 2025. We kind of had a discussion on purity in the world of college football last hour, and Joe, you basically said, what purity, right?
It hasn't been in my lifetime.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, this is not a revelation that for the first time in the history of college football, student athletes have been getting paid within the last 2 years.
Yes.
It's been going on for decades and decades, well before my birth year.
And this, I mean, this breaking news is coming out right as we've got that Georgia QB, Jason Rashada, is that his name?
Jaden Rashada.
He's suing Florida because they said they were going to pay him, what, $14 million?
Almost $14 million, yeah.
Exactly. So it's like we were already, this was already happening under the table years ago. It's already happening more openly these past few years. And now they're just basically saying, yeah, we're cool with that.
Yeah.
That's what this headline
says.
Well,
you know, look, I am in total support of college football players being able to make money off their name, image, and likeness while they're in school. And I don't see a problem with schools paying a portion of that because, I mean, they are what are the SEC and the Big Ten schools getting in terms of millions of dollars just in the TV payouts? It's like 40-something, $50 million, and it's not getting any smaller.
That's the thing. I think just the conferences, as far as, their payouts to each school annually, it's I think it's even more than that.
And it's, you know, the football is paying for the entire athletic department.
Yeah.
Some schools make money on basketball, and there may be a scattering of other athletic programs in other places. The list is not very much, but by and large, college athletics are losing money if it weren't for college football. So, yeah, I think that college athletes, because, again, they don't have the time and ability to they have the ability, they don't have the time to get jobs like other college students that are there for, you know, a math degree or whatever, you know. And so, yeah, I have no problem with that whatsoever. But yes, the argument that, oh, well, I mean, this is just completely stripping away the purity and the sanctity of college football. It's like, no, it's not been that in a long, long time.
It's going to officialize bidding wars amongst higher-end programs. If you're a fan of a humbler program,
what's been happening, though. I mean, it's not anything different.
Well, that's the thing. Wake Forest is a smaller school. They you know, aren't known for their football program anyway. So it's like, this is not going to affect fans like me at all. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. Maybe I'm just being optimistic.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm delusional, but we'll see. Just about 5:45 here, another very quick check of the roads and weather. Had those backups on Pine Forest Road, and there's still a little bit if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but it is nothing too severe at all. And let's see, we are also seeing some very subtle dying down of the issues we had on Navarre Parkway, traveling eastbound just past Highway 87 and approaching the bridge to get onto Navarre Beach. Outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
All right, thank you. Here's Alan.
The weather looks nice for Memorial Day weekend with sunshine in the skies, a few clouds, and hardly a chance for rain at all. Some of the inland areas might see a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm, but even there, the rain chance is on the low side. So the weather will be pretty calm here, and we're expecting, as far as the beaches go, just a moderate risk of rip currents for Sunday and Monday. So it will get a little bit rougher with a slightly stronger wind. But enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Health, business, and science notes today. Plenty of pool parties on tap for the Memorial Day weekend, of course, and that means safety should be top of mind.
South Florida leads the state in a state that leads the country in the amount of drownings that occur in children under the age of five.
That swim instructor say an adult supervisor who's not on a phone should be tapped to watch children at all times, since drowning is silent and can often happen in seconds. There should always be a barrier between a home and pool with locks and alarms and a proper pool fence.
And just one in four Americans say a college degree is very important to getting a well-paying job. A Pew Research survey says 40% do not believe it's important to get a degree to secure a well-paying one. Republicans were more likely than Democrats to say that they think degrees are less important than they were 20 years ago. Researchers say many have doubts about whether the high cost is even worth it.
Thousands of doctors from across the country have shot a letter to the Supreme Court asking justices to uphold a federal law for emergency room abortions when they're needed to stabilize patients.
We don't have time for this decision to go to the hospital ethics board or the hospital legal team to figure out if anyone's going to get arrested.
They say these life or death situations happen more than people realize, but the Dobbs decision makes it more complicated. The campaign organized by the Committee to Protect Healthcare argues that doctors need the right to practice medicine without political interference.
And the CDC is warning people not to kiss or snuggle their backyard poultry. The agency says 109 people across 29 states reported getting sick after contact with their ducks, chickens, and turkeys. The salmonella germs can get into your mouth and make you sick. It adds that if you must touch your animals, you should immediately wash your hands afterwards.
Wall Street closing in the green to cap a volatile week. Markets are closed Monday on Memorial Day. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 4 points to 3969. The S&P 500 gained 36 to 5304. And the NASDAQ climbed 184 to 16920.
And in pop culture notes here, the filmmaker behind the documentary Super Size Me has died. The family of Morgan Spurlock announced that he passed away Thursday at the age of 53. His film, where he conducted an experiment that saw him eat only food from McDonald's for 30 days, was a hit in 2004. It earned $22 million at the global box office. And you said, what was the budget?
$65,000.
Wow, yeah. That's insane. During the experiment, Spurlock said that he gained 25 pounds and suffered from liver dysfunction.
A famous dog has died. Kabosu was the sideways glancing Shiba Inu. Is that how you say it?
I've heard it as Shiba Inu.
All right, that works. Who became the logo for Dogecoin. Of course, a cryptocurrency. I wouldn't call it a fad. It was a joke. But it was literally a joke crypto coin that actually became worth something. And then it didn't. One of the most iconic memes on the internet, the dog's owner posted a blog today that Kabosu died peacefully at the age of 18.
Wow. The next film in the Knives Out franchise is being announced. The third installment, titled Wake Up Dead Man, will release in 2025. Teaser trailer confirmed Daniel Craig will return as Detective Benoit Blanc. The teaser also made references to the first two films, Knives Out and Glass Onion. Wake Up Dead Man will be distributed by Netflix.
Oh, the upcoming Marvel film Deadpool and Wolverine already breaking records. The film setting a new mark for first-day advance ticket sales for an R-rated film. Made between $8 and $9 million when tickets went on sale Monday. It also marks the first R-rated movie released by Marvel and Disney, and it's in theaters on July 26th. Also, we did get a text. I wanted to let you answer this first, going back to the conversation about the paying the athletes. Texter says, so are you saying that high school football players should get paid? Of course, that's something that the FHSAA is figuring out right now. My answer is yes. If somebody is willing to pay them and it's above board, it's not, you know, illegal, as far as what they're being paid. Right. I would say yes. And to put it as simply as I possibly can, again, I'm saying, like, if somebody's willing to pay them, I don't think the school should have a salary or anything like that. That's not what I'm saying. But for name, image, and likeness, if somebody, if a local business here in Escambia or Santa Rosa County wants to pay like a 4 or 5 star athlete to do a commercial or whatever, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because let's just take the football season. Let's just take a 2 month period from August, September, 3 or 4 month period. Okay, August to November. That's when the Florida high school football season is. Okay. Somebody not on the football team or who may have another sport or whatever, a football player is like they practice every day right after school. Then they go home and they've got homework or whatever. I mean, they could have a job at like a Publix or a Chick-fil-A or another business that will hire them when they're 14 or 15 or whatever. But the sport that they play constrains them from having the hours that another high school student who's not involved with sports could make. So yes, I mean, if somebody is willing to pay them for their name, image, and likeness, I have no problem with a high school student being paid for that.
I don't have an issue with that either. I think it's the way we should do high school is the way we should do college. If you're a big enough deal to get noticed as an individual talent and there's some promotion that you want to, you know, play into, that's fine. I think when we just start openly playing paying players to come to school, that shouldn't even happen
in college.
Not,
well, it does happen, though, right? Because,
okay,
I mean,
no,
there's recruiting and everything. Again, if it name, image, and likeness, if somebody's willing to pay somebody for their name, image, and likeness, again, yeah, I've got no issues. Yeah. 5:51, we'll take a break on that note. Recapping the day's top stories, wacky stories, and good news next.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMen'sHealth.com.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel, and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in Monday morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
One song at a time. Just about 5:55, you're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. It's time for another quick check of the roads and weather. Woo! And I'm going to keep it brief. It doesn't look like there's much going on. We had some issues on Pine Forest Road and maybe a little bit if you were traveling eastbound on Navarre Parkway towards the bridge to get onto Navarre Beach. But neither of those issues are really looking too pressing at the moment. So if there's any problems on the roads that you're dealing with, they shouldn't hold you up for particularly long.
The weather looks nice for Memorial Day weekend with sunshine in the skies, a few clouds, and hardly a chance for rain at all. Some of the inland areas might see a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm, but even there, the rain chance is on the low side. So the weather will be pretty calm here, and we're expecting, as far as the beaches go, just a moderate risk of rip currents for Sunday and Monday, so it will get a little bit rougher with a slightly stronger wind. But enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. Recapping the top three stories of the day here, Israeli military leaders confirming that they have recovered the bodies of three more hostages who were killed in the October 7th Hamas attack today. A married couple from the U.S. who were serving as missionaries in Haiti killed last night by gang members. It was confirmed by Missouri State Representative Ben Baker. The missionaries, his daughter and son-in-law, Davey and Natalie Lloyd. Ohio's Republican Governor Mike DeWine will call a special state legislative session to get President Biden on the state ballot next week. Currently, the Attorney General says, hey, we can't put him on the ballot because Ohio code requires officials certify ballots 90 days before elections. That would be August 7th. The problem is that Biden's nomination won't be official until the convention on August 19th. So that's why they're going to do that. All right, 5:56. Austin, any good ones and wacky stories today?
Well, a California mother was fined over $88,000 because her kids collected 72 protected clams from a beach. Apparently, they thought they were just seashells. Thankfully, the mother was able to get the fine reduced to $500. Were the clams hurt, is my question.
That I don't know.
I hope not.
An expensive beach trip, nonetheless.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Man. I mean, but that's quite a reduction, I mean,
yes,
all things considered.
Yes, yes. A mom taking to Reddit to ask for legal advice after she found out a daycare worker put ankle weights on her two-year-old son.
Oh, my.
She says she only found out because she showed up early last Friday to pick him up. The daycare says they had to use them to protect other kids as he's a little bit bigger than his contemporaries.
That's such a stupid reason. Like, your job is to watch the kids so they don't hurt each other. That's like that's like me having an AI speaking to the mic. I mean, it's like I'm here to do that. I don't know. Whatever.
I understand what you're saying. I just know that about 18 years from now, I'm going to tune on to an NFL game and I'm going to watch like an interview about a star player. And he's going to be like, hey, where do you get your amazing supernatural lower body strength from? He says, oh, the daycare center that I grew up at, they would put ankle weights on me when I was running around when I was 2 years old. So that is the only way this has a redeeming ending here.
Yeah. But that's the thing. It's a very rare ending. My goodness. Last night's Wheel of Fortune was quite memorable. During a toss-up puzzle, most of the words in the were exposed. And then for the fourth word, it was four letters, and it had a B and a T. You can probably see where this is going. It led to this.
Tavares.
Right in the butt.
What?
Oh, my.
No.
What?
Blake.
This is the best.
Yeah, that's it, I think.
There
yeah.
Much better. Listen, you understand where his thought was at.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
He was...
wasn't in the right place.
In the gutter, waiting for him to get home, I guess.
I suppose so.
That was funny. That was funny. let's see. Looking at some good news. A two-year-old math genius from Long Island is headed to America's Got Talent. Devin loves numbers.
Loves them.
That gets me every time. I thought that was his last name at first. So I was like, I don't think it's Loves. Loves. Yeah, so on TikTok, he's known as Devin Loves Numbers. He's been practicing equations for his followers on social media for the past several months. His family says they caught on to his love of numbers when he was just an infant. Imagine how impressive he would be if, in addition to the math, they also trained him physically with some ankle weights as he ran around.
Yeah,
the
he's too smart for his contemporaries, so put an ankle weight on his brain. My goodness. That bugs me.
Good for Devin, though. He'll be on national TV showing off his skills on the 28th next week.
No, that is awesome. Congrats to him there. I suppose. I mean, he's probably already
you
smarter
suppose?
Than me. He's probably already smarter than me.
A little
me. Jealous.
Jealousy there.
I am jealous.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, we all caught that. All right, Channel 3 News at 6 coming up now on Pensacola right now.